It's for this reason that Manet is often referred to as the father of Impressionism. The Impressionists, who formed a group around 1871, took on the manner of Manet's rebel status, going so far as to arrange their own exhibitions instead of submitting to the salon juries, and they pushed his expressive brushwork to the point where everything dissolved into the shimmering movement of light and formlessness. The 20th century art critic Clement Greenberg would later declare Manet's paintings to be the first truly modernist works, because of the frankness with which they declared the flat surface on which they were painted. Manet had an immediate successor in the realist paintings of Gustave Courbet, who had himself scandalized the salons during the 1840s and 50s with roughly worked images of rural French countrysides and its inhabitants. In rejecting a tightly controlled application of paint and seamless illusionism, what the Impressionists called the licked surfaces of the paintings of the French Academy, Manet also drew inspiration from the Spanish artists Velázquez and Goya, as well as 17th century Dutch painters like Frans Hals. Mostly executed portraits seemed as equally frank about the medium as Manet's some 200 years later, but Manet's modernity is not just a function of how he painted, but also what he painted. His paintings were pictures of modernity, of the often marginalized figures that exist on the outskirts of bourgeois normalcy. Many viewers thought the woman at the center of Olympia to be an actual prostitute, coldly staring at them while receiving a gift of flowers from an assumed client who hovers just out of sight. Manet here puns on the way French prostitutes often borrowed names of classical goddesses. The model for the painting was actually a salon painter in her own right, a certain Victorine Moreau, who appeared again in Manet's The Railway and Auguste Renoir's Moulin de la Guette. Manet had created an artistic revolution, a contemporary subject depicted in a modern manner. It is hard from a present-day perspective to see what all the fuss is about. Nevertheless, the painting elicited much unease, and it is important to remember, in the absence of the profusion of media imagery that exists today, that painting and sculpture in 19th century France served to consolidate identity on both a national and individual level. And here is where the Olympia's subversive role resides. Manet chose not to mollify anxiety about this new modern world of which Paris had become a symbol. For those anxious about class status, many had recently moved to Paris from the countryside. The naked woman in Olympia, coldly staring back at the new urban bourgeoisie looking to art to solidify their own sense of identity. Aside from the reference to prostitution, itself a dangerous sign of the emerging margins in the modern city, the painting's inclusion of a black woman tapped into the French colonialist mindset while providing a stark contrast for the whiteness of Olympia. The black woman also served as a powerful emblem of primitive sexuality, one of the many fictions that aimed to justify colonial views of non-Western societies. If Manet rejected an established approach to painting that valued the timeless and eternal, Olympia served to further embody, for his scandalized viewers, a sense of the modern world as one brimming with uncertainty and newness. Olympia occupies a pivotal moment in art history. Situated on the threshold of the shift from the classical tradition to an industrialized modernity, it is a perfect metaphor of an irretrievably disappearing past and an as yet unknowable future.